All right, episode 11. Hello, my name is Melody Rachel, and this is You Know I. Today, we're going to talk about Jesus. Surprise, surprise. One of the things that frequently comes up in this podcast. I guess I'm interested in it. I mean, I'm technically a Christian. I follow Jesus. And I guess I'm always interested in people's perspectives on God. So today, my guest is Georgia Wilshire. We met at work. She's my colleague. We got talking on a shift one time and realized we're both Jesus lovers. So I'm still in the beginning of my podcasting career. And I asked her if she wanted to come on the show and share her testimony. And she said yes. A testimony is essentially how someone came to meet Jesus. So we talk about that. I quiz her on some very deep theological questions. And we just, yeah, we talk about Jesus, what a relationship is like with Jesus. And we talk about the church today. Or how relevant is the church today? Yeah, really hope you enjoy it. You are a Christian.
I am, that is correct.
I'm interested in what that means to you. What does being a Christian mean to you?
Well, being a Christian, I suppose, like, you live your life, like when you become a Christian, you live your life in service of Jesus, which basically just means you seek to love and serve other people, seek to love and serve other people well and as well as you can.
Would you say Christianity is different from religion? Because a lot of people think they're synonymous, the same thing.
Yeah, look, I think that it is. I think that, like, if you don't really have much of an understanding, like, of Christianity, you kind of clump it just into, like, this list of, like, things you have to do or, you know, things you have to say, and it's, like, a certain way to live and all that. But I think for me, being a Christian is more about a relationship with God, and then a relationship with other people through that relationship you've got with God.
So the crux of it is relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, most people, whenever I say, oh, I'm a Christian or I know Jesus, people are like, oh, I didn't know you were religious.
Yeah, it's funny, I get the same thing.
It's not, yeah. Religion I see is like a set of rules that you have to sort of follow.
But it's not quite like that. It's like because, like, say any relationship you've got, you know, a relationship with your family or with your partner, whatever, you know, because you're in a relationship with them, you want to, like, honor them and serve them and love them. And so you're doing things together. And that's sort of a similar thing because you've got a relationship with Jesus. You want to, yeah, you want to obey him or you want to serve him because you love him. It's not because you have to as such.
What do you mean when you say serve or obey Jesus? What does that mean?
Well, like, I suppose serving Jesus just means, like, you're serving others. You're treating others like how you want to be treated. You're treating them with respect and, like, with kindness and hospitality, like, love. Yeah. And through those, you're serving him.
So where did this start from for you? Because you didn't grow up in a Christian family,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Most people that are Christian did. So how did you come to know Jesus?
So I didn't actually grow up in a Christian family. My mum believed in Jesus, but my dad definitely didn't. We had a lot of, like, family things come out of that. And I always really questioned, like, I heard, like, these stories from my mum, you know, about this good, loving God and God is, you know, all these things, but I just didn't really believe them that much. I think just it was hard to see in my own life or my own, like, yeah, the own things that were going on. And then it, like, a lot of stuff happened, like, you know, my family divorced, my brother died, my uncle died, like, everyone seemed to be, like, leaving or dying. And I was like, oh man, like, how can I believe in a God who is so loving, you know, when all this bad stuff is happening? And when I was 16, I ended up in hospital with, like, really bad eating disorder. And I basically, I sat down with the doctors and they told me, they did all these things, studies and whatever. And they were like, oh, you know, you're dying. Like, you're going to die. You have to stay. Like, you're going to have to stay here. Like, you have no choice. Like, you're here. And so I was there for a couple months, like, in hospital. And I just remember through that time just feeling so, like, just so worthless and so lost and broken and, like, just no hope and no peace. And through that time I had, like, a pastor who used to come in and see me. And my mum would come in and my brother and all, like, a couple other Christian friends. And, you know, they'd say stuff to me or give me books or pray with me or tell me they're praying for me. And through that time I was like, there's something about them, like heaps of them have been through hectic experiences too, but like they carry themselves and they have this like, they have this peace and assurance and like they have this like almost like contentment. And I was like, I want that too. Like I want to feel like that and I want to be how they are as well. And so like I think through that I started asking questions and like I became a Christian. Yeah, gave my life to God, yeah.
So how did you like start going to church?
I didn't really go to church that much. Okay. Yeah, so at the start I didn't go to church too much. I kind of was like, oh, I want to follow you, God. But I wasn't really too stoked on the church, to be honest. I went to the pastor's church sometimes, but I don't know, it definitely seemed like pretty legalistic and like, I don't know, everyone kind of seemed like religious and hypocritical.
Okay.
And I think that that's probably what got me the most is like, they'd say one thing but do another.
Do you have any experiences? Like, did you try to go to church and you were noticing people were being hypocritical? Do you have any specific experiences you remember?
Yeah, I think just the way that they'd treat each other. They'd say one thing like, you have to love these people, but then, you know, I'd hear about people going home and bashing their wives or like, you know, having affairs or doing all this stuff that, you know, everyone does stuff and makes mistakes and, you know, whatever. But to say to someone, you have to live this way, but then to do another is a little bit hectic.
Sort of like dressing up the outside.
Yeah. I think definitely like my grandma's church was awesome. Like, don't get me wrong, the pastor was great and stuff, but I struggled with like, some of the people who went there. So I didn't go to church too much.
Did you read the Bible?
Yeah, I did. I did for sure. So I had like, yeah, those close friends and my mom and brother and stuff. And yeah, I'd like read the Bible and like, I eventually got involved with this group called Christian Surfers. And yeah, it was sick. Just like a really cool community. Like everyone just, I don't know, pretty open about things I was struggling with or whatever, but everyone was kind of on the same page, you know, like wanted to still like be in this relationship with Jesus and live their lives for him, but were honest about the things they were going through. So
you had like a community of Christian people around you.
Yeah, yeah.
Some would even describe that as a church.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean like a building and with a
just
pastor.
A thing on Sundays, yeah.
Yeah, it can be a community of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how did, like what does it look like giving your life to God? Explain that to me.
It's kind of hard to explain, but it's basically just like you make this decision like, you want to like give your life to God and you basically just say like, Jesus, like I want to live my life for you and like, you know, I want to put the things of the world, those other things aside and I want to, you know, I want to read your word. I want to get involved in that community and I want to, yeah, I want to like seek you first above that.
And the concept of Christianity is essentially Jesus died on the cross to give you the Spirit.
Yeah.
So do you believe you have the Spirit inside you?
Yeah, for sure. So I think like when you ask God to like, you know, you want to start following Jesus,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're like, yeah, Jesus, like I want to follow you, like please come into my life, then you have the Holy Spirit, like the Holy Spirit like comes into you. And like so for some people I think it's like a moment when they're like, oh my gosh, like I fully feel like all this peace and like whatever else. For me it wasn't like that, but I definitely over time saw like the Holy Spirit work in my life. Or like as you read the Bible or involved in those communities, you start to hear him like, which sort of sounds hectic, but it's like you start to hear him speak to you and like see him working through your life or through the people around you. It's really cool. Like,
how do you know it's Jesus
mm-hmm.
and not just your own emotions or your own sense of sort of maturing?
Yeah, that's so
and
true.
Getting older and having your own revelations. Like, how do you know it's this sort of spiritual, supernatural being living within you?
Yeah, good question. I think too, because like so many people, like, I mean, I'm sure people who listen to podcasts, like, you know, you would know people, I know people, or we read books about all these cult leaders, you know, who are like, oh, I'm driven by God and like, you know, God is telling me to do this and the Holy Spirit is telling me to do this, whatever. But the thing is I think like, the difference is, first, a lot of the times it's like the Holy Spirit like fights against what you want. So with lying, I'll easily lie, but then it's like the Holy Spirit convicts you and is like, lying is wrong. And you're like, oh, dang it, like that's not right, like, or like, you know, cheating on something. Even things like that, it's like, oh, I'd easily just cheat or do, you know, steal something, but that's not right. Mm-hmm. Like something in you is like, oh, that's not right. And I think in terms of like what I was saying about like the whole cult leaders or whatever, I think you have to test, like even in the Bible, it says that you've got to test the spirit. You have to test what you're feeling against scripture. And then if you're like against like what it says in the Bible, and then like talk to your community about what you're feeling or yeah.
I heard a pastor say once you can detect spiritual fruit in a person. And it sort of made me think of what we were saying before about people saying one thing but doing another. Nice. There seems to be a lot within Christian and religious communities and even probably secular communities now about people using Christianity and religion as a way to gain moral superiority over other people.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I never think that that's right.
Okay.
Like, I don't think that you should ever, like, be forcing someone or controlling someone, you know. Even the gospel, like even in the Bible, like, God always gives you the choice. You know, you're always given the choice, like, for what you choose, you know. It's not like you're forced to believe one thing or another, and the same should be the today. Like, Christianity should never be used as, like, a power tool. I mean, if people, you know, have looked back on the history of the church, whatever, of course that's been done, you know, like politics and the Catholic Church kind of merged and it was like used as like this massive control thing to control all these people. Like, you would have known, you would have read about it, and that should never happen. It should never be used as like a control thing. Like, Islam's the same. It should never be used as a way to control people. Same. Yeah.
Okay. So if we go back, so how do we know that, yeah, we're not just becoming good? Quite often we try and be good, right? We try to do things, but I believe the Bible teaches it's opposite.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't look at the Bible and be like, oh, I must be kind.
Mm.
We invite the Holy Spirit into us,
mm-hmm.
and then we're driven to be kind.
Yeah, and I think that's a part of it. Like, you can't be good by yourself. That's the whole thing. Like, it talks about in the Bible, no matter how many works you do or how good of a person you are, you're never going to be, you can never do it yourself. And that's why you have Jesus, why you have the Holy Spirit. He prompts you and helps you and grows you. And even in saying that, we're never going to be perfect because no one is. Like, it's just not the way it works. But it's like he helps us to like grow and become better people. Yeah. And it's not something that can be attained like through your own efforts as such. Yeah.
So being a Christian is just giving your life over to God.
Yeah. I
wrote this down the other day and I'm not sure if it's true, but I wrote down Christianity isn't about morality.
Interesting. Okay.
And I'm interested to know what you think of this because, yeah, I'm in a lesbian relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I have my girlfriend. She's not a Christian, but I am.
Yeah.
And she's 10 times better of a person than I am. I look at her and I look at me and I'm like, what is Christianity about if it's not about morality? Because she's 10 times more moral than I am. You have Christians that are like immoral,
mm-hmm.
and then you can have people that aren't Christians that are way more moral.
Yeah.
And I don't know how Christianity ever has explained that.
Yeah, it's good. It's such a big question too. Like, and that's good. Like, it's good to think about too. Like, these are all the questions that people have. I really don't think it's following Jesus is about necessarily living this like good, perfect, morally right life as such. It's simply about, like I said at the start, it's just about this relationship. And like any relationship, it takes work and effort, and you know, you're not always perfect and you do stuff that's not right. And you know, like you said, you feel compared to your girlfriend, you're like, oh, you know, like she's way more moral. And like, oh my gosh, like I do stuff sometimes I'm like, oh, that sucked, like I was so mean to these people or did this thing I shouldn't have. But in the end, it's not, I don't think it's necessarily about that. The most important thing is that you have this relationship with God and you've basically always got this person or being like on your side, and you have this like peace and this love that's in you that can't be described unless you've got God.
You said you had like some, there are so many things that have happened in your life that has sort of bolstered your faith.
Yeah.
What's happened to you since you've become a Christian that's just made your faith stronger or made you sort of know, oh, this is Jesus?
Yeah, nice. I think like the biggest thing for me is first, like my life has just changed so drastically. My mindset has changed, like who I am has changed, like, and I couldn't describe that without saying that it's God. That's the like one of the biggest things. And also just like seeing the change in like people I know's life as well, like through prayer, or that's probably the biggest thing, is like the changes in my life and those I know.
So the renewing of your mind being like feeling convicted, like if you want to steal or cheat.
Yeah, or do like whatever, like, yeah, you have that. But it's like you just have so much more love for people, so much more forgiveness. Like in saying that, yeah, not perfect. I get so angry sometimes, like, you know, just that sort of thing. But it's like there's something in you that, I don't know, you just have this assurance and it's so solid. Like I can't.
So do you still go to church now?
Yeah, so now I've got a really awesome church. So I moved cities like a couple times, and I'm in the Northern Beaches now. I go to this really great church called Manly Life. It's awesome, like super cool, like young adults community. The pastor's great. Yeah, it's awesome. It's basically just like living alongside a bunch of best friends.
And how do you get deeper in your relationship with Jesus?
Definitely through spending time in the Bible, through talking to people, like having hard discussions, spending time in that community. You become like the people you're around.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm spending my time around like heaps of my core time around those people. So you're being strengthened and like encouraged by them as well. So
if someone was interested in Christianity, how would you encourage them, or what would you say to them?
Yeah, like what would I want to say? Well, I think just give it a go. Hey, like if you're kind of wondering about this whole like church Christian thing, get yourself a Bible and read a gospel. Like I reckon read John, like it's a good gospel, and like really the Bible speaks for itself. Go find like a good church nearby. I mean, not all churches are perfect, so I definitely start with the Bible, but like go have a look. And
do you have to give your life to God, like do this outward ceremonial sort of salvation?
Like in front of 1,000
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah. Or can you just start reading the Bible and
– Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, if you're – like, say if you're not a Christian, or you're like kind of like, oh, this chick's a bit weird, like what the heck is God about? It seems a bit – like seems a bit weird. You know, you don't have to like, yeah, like just go and give yourself life to God. You can like, yeah, just like go and read the Bible, see what it's about. Yeah, open up the gospel and ask God to like reveal himself, because he will.
How does God reveal himself to you?
Through a lot of different ways, like through the people I know, through the Bible, like through nature. Yeah, through a lot. Like there's so many different ways he shows himself to me like each day.
But what does it look like? Is it just you exuding more fruits of the Spirit, or do you think he's like guiding your life?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely guiding my life for sure. But it's not like God like speaks to me like how we're speaking right now.
Yeah.
It's not as if we have this like, you know, I sit down with God every morning and like get a cup of coffee and have a big chat, big D&M about how everything's going.
Something
G. Yeah. Hey, mate, glad that we're here. No, it's not like that. It's like sometimes, you know, it's like you can't hear him. And I think that that's a part of it. It's like this big faith thing, and you're just trusting him, and you read the Bible, and you – like when you have the Holy Spirit in you too, like it's just like you're just prompted. You just like you read things and you're like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Or like people come to you and share stuff and you're like, wow, that so hits hard. Like that sort of thing.
People,
yeah.
People describe it as like an inclination of like the Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think some of the biggest misconceptions about Christianity are today?
One of the big things is like people definitely have gotten pretty caught up in the whole Catholic Church thing. Like, you know, like everything with the priests and all that, like that's not God. That's like humans like messing up. But that's not who God is. Like God is love, and like he wouldn't do that sort of thing. Like I think that that's not right to put God in the box of the church. And I think also like people, like you said at the start, like people put like God and Christianity into this like religious box of like, oh, they're judgmental. And for sure, some people are 100%, you know, that's just humans. But like God isn't like that either. Like he's not judgmental. You know, he cares and he loves you where you're at. So I think that that's probably like two of the bigger things. And also just like, yeah, I don't know, like I've been judged pretty hard for being a Christian before. Like people don't, you know, they're kind of like, as soon as you say like, oh yeah, I believe in God, like people definitely close off. It's like, oh, this chick.
There seems to be a bit of friction
yeah.
between the new age Christians and the old school Christians.
Yeah.
And Yeah, I suppose I'm interested in how you or we explain that to people.
Yeah.
Like, no, you know, just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean I think being gay is wrong.
Yeah.
Even though the Bible suggests that.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard subject, isn't it? Especially like, yeah, it's a really difficult subject because it is so prevalent at the moment. And I think ultimately, like, it's you and God. Like, it's not for anybody to hold, like, something over another person. Like, I have my beliefs on what I think because of what Scripture says. But, like, no matter what I believe and what the Holy Spirit is saying to me through that, it's not for me to, like, hold someone else accountable for what they think or how they act, because ultimately it's not me and them. It's, like, me and God and them and God. Like, it's not for me to, like, go to someone and be like, oh, like, what you're doing is, like, super wrong. Like, unless, you know, they really are hurting someone, like, yeah.
But Christians really feel the need to tell others, oh, you're living the wrong way.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah.
Do you think it's so they – it's much easier to point the finger at other people than deal with your own stuff?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I think, like, what we said, it's, like, ultimate, it's, like, you have to deal with what's going on in your own heart and mind with God. And, like, of course, at times, like, especially, like, as Christians, we're called to, like, hold each other to a standard of living, because that's what it says in the Bible. But, like, yeah, it's ultimately just, like, up to you and God. Like, you should just deal with what's going on with you. And
but do Christians have a role in, like, leading other people to the faith?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, I mean, it says that in the Bible, like, we're called to go out and preach the gospel and teach people about it. And, you know, nobody will know about God unless we go out and share it. So, you know, we want to, but it shouldn't be done in, like, a Bible bashing way. Like, oh, you know, you got to turn and otherwise you're going to burn, like, you know, all this. Like, but it's more done, like, because, say for me anyway, it's like I want to share about God because I know how good it is and, like, how much goodness comes from, like, that relationship with God. Like, that's why I want to share it. It, like, comes from that outpouring.
Right, okay. So you're sharing it in a more of, like, this is – I want this for you because it's so great for me.
Yeah.
Not like this need that you need to, like, save 100 people a month or something.
No way. Yeah, it's not like a requirement. Like, oh, yeah, I got 10 salvations this week, so I'm
– Well, there are actually people out there, and there are people that go out on the street and preach the gospel. And
yeah, and they hand out pamphlets, and this is the amount that you got to get.
It sort of, in a way, puts people off Christianity, and I don't blame the people that are put off Christianity, but then it is sort of weird because they are – The thing I grapple with the most in Christianity is it sort of teaches that we're sort of responsible for our choices.
Mm.
And if we choose not to follow God, then that's our own fault. But in this day and age, like, I think about my partner, I'm like, she's not choosing not to follow God. Like, she just doesn't believe.
Yeah.
And she's not in control of that. Yeah. I mean, now we're getting into really deep philosophical territory, but... So you undoubtedly believe that your life is 100% better knowing Jesus.
Yeah, so much better. I imagine my life without God sometimes and I think, like, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Like, I just feel so, like, so lonely and just so lost. Just so, like, I have to do it all myself.
Yeah, wow. Do you feel like God – does God instill, like, a sense of meaning and purpose in your life?
So much, yeah. Because it's like for me, I'm like, you know, I could give two cares about money, like, whatever. Like, my focus isn't on, like, the things I have in this world as such. Like, if I've got stuff, like, if I get blessed to have a house one day or do stuff, like, my thought is like, oh, I can have people over, I can do stuff with them. Like, my train of thought isn't even like, I want, like, all these new cars or these new things or this new whatever. Like, I'm not concerned about any of that. I'm not concerned about dying. Like, I'm not concerned about anything like that because my hope is so certain in Jesus. Like, my mind is so, like, on just, like, loving and serving others that I'm just not even, like, yeah. It's weird. It's like, yeah, your mindset just changes, like you said before. Yeah. I don't know. It's so, like, my life is so full and I can't describe it any other way but to say it's like that. And even when bad things happen, it's like I still have so much assurance because even when bad stuff happens in the world, like, you know, when COVID hit or like when, you know, all this war stuff that's going on, or like things in your family, like people die or get really sick or diagnosed with stuff, or, you know, stuff happens to yourself. It's like I always have an assurance in God.
It also sounds like you have a, like your personality or temperament, it's naturally like you have a really positive outlook on life. Were you like this before?
No, I was really negative, Okay. Super, yeah, had really bad anxiety, like bad like mental health. I was not great. Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in the future?
It's a funny question, like, because I think when you follow God, you never 100% know. I don't think it's ever like, you can't really say like, oh, I'm going to, this is what I'm going to do with my life, whatever. I have goals and stuff and what I want to do, but ultimately, like, I would just like to see myself just grow my relationship with God and serving others better, and like whatever that looks like whether it's in, you know, like certain job, or like, you know, help with CS, or like whatever it is, like it doesn't really matter, but I just want to be,
quote unquote, your future is in the hands of God.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Man, that's really cool. And you've sort of, you've been like this for the last 10 years, like just
yeah,
on fire for God. Do you ever drift off?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like it's not as if like, yeah, like, you know, I have days or like weeks, months, like I've had years where I'm like, I'm so lonely. I'm so like in a heap and I'm like, man, like I just don't know. Like I believe in you, God. Like I know you're there, but I just don't hear you right now. Like I don't know what's going on. Like, you know, and that's like any relationship, like we said before, you know, like with your partner, your girlfriend, like it's not as if everything's always roses. I'm sure, like it's not as if you're always like walking through a meadow of flowers. Like things like suck sometimes, you know, and it's not because God is any less there or any less faithful or trustworthy or consistent, but it's just because like I'm a human and that's just life. But it's even despite that, despite all of that, it's like I'm still so like focused on God.
Yeah, wow. So, oh, it's been really interesting to know your perspective.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for letting me share.
No, thank you for opening up.
It's all right. Thanks for asking all the questions. It's been really fun. Yeah, killing it.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. That's all for this week. Next week, we're talking about something very interesting. But you'll have to wait until next week to find that out. I'll see you then.